Think of how much better the puzzle piece will feel when it fits in its exact spot within the puzzle and gives up worrying about the whole puzzle and what the picture is about and finding all the right spaces for all the other pieces. Imagine how much more pleasant and relaxing it is for that puzzle piece. That's your real possibility. To let the patterns take care of themselves and to find your right position, your right place, where you fit exactly. And that's all that's meant by the divine plan. So yes, I'm saying to you, there's a place where you fit exactly, made for you. Down to 1/1000th of a millimeter accuracy. I used to be a welder. I had this job welding, and we welded steel together within the measure of error was 1/1000th of a millimeter. Had to be exactly perfect within 1/1000th of a millimeter. You could be off 0.9/1000th of a millimeter, but not 1/1000th. That was already too much inaccuracy. So we had these fine measuring tools for all the pieces we had to weld together, and we had to, in the welding process, at literally every minute and a half, stop and check the seam and make sure it wasn't more than 1/1000th of a millimeter off. And if it was, we had to start all over again. So it's possible for you to achieve that level of accuracy in terms of how you live life. Welded together perfectly without any needless gaps. Now, hearing that, it sounds like it's a tremendous effort, it's tremendously difficult. It's exactly the opposite. You find that by not looking for it, by giving up, by seeing for yourself, by really going deep into, are you an individual? Find the individualistic part of you. If you really sincerely look for it, you can't find it. And as the whole illusion of individual starts to loosen up in you, as this whole confusion and misunderstanding starts to clear up, things start to fit. Things start to get simpler. So your place isn't as complicated as we're led to believe. It isn't that your place in the divine plan is some complex, amazing thing that has to happen. That's just the ego's way of conceptualizing it. It's the same as how when people try to figure out past lives,